from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh, Joe.
What?
Uh-oh, Joe.
What?
Here comes our friend Pony 1 minute ago.
I was just back there. What happened?
Well, he must not have told you anything that he just tweeted. Pony tweeted, our good friend, the eyeball emoji. 3 times the eyeballs. 3 eyeball emojis.
What?
3 eyeball emojis from Pony. It's all spreading right like wildfire. I love the specificity, or whatever the hell the word is.
Specificity?
Yeah, I think that's what I said. Of Pony there, just putting the eyeballs and let everyone else speculate.
Well, we're going to have our eyes on Ayuk, and there's apparently a dog that is on the case here. Do you follow this Ricky Retired account?
I'm aware of Ricky, yes, with the dog, and supposedly... When I was listening to Pony and Mueller, I think it was yesterday or the other day, he has broken news in the past. Mueller said he's broken some pit news in the past. So he has like a source. He knows somebody. And he is very confident. He's selling his career, I've read, on the fact that Brandon Ayuk will become a Steeler.
Respected notary, the People's NFL insider, scored very high on the Wonderlic. Insiders hate him. It was a lot of fun. He says this thing's happening and that the Steelers won't give up a first-round pick. I'd love to report, you know, some local reporters with breaking news on this thing, but I can't find any other than Pony.
Could I give you Josina Anderson from 15 minutes ago, 20
yes,
minutes
you can.
Ago?
Yes.
Ayuk early morning follow-up posted on Twitter. The Patriots are currently resigned to the notion that Brandon Ayuk isn't coming to New England, feeling that's not what Ayuk wants, per source. Anderson was told this morning New England was still prepared to give Ayuk in excess of $28.5 million per year, despite knowing it was always going to be a challenge this whole time and still enduring through the wait. So now we get to the Steelers. Additionally, a league source said this morning there's belief within the Patriots that Ayuk's preference is to land with Pittsburgh against their belief. We'll see if a deal gets agreed upon and to the finish line with the desired team and understanding, putting Ayuk in Pittsburgh or elsewhere if not. There's a lot to unpack there.
Or nothing, depending on how you look at it. I mean, didn't
Fair.
We...
I don't even know where to go with this at this
didn't
point.
Didn't we know that Pittsburgh, he wants to come here?
We know that. It's just, I mean, Josina Anderson is very in the know. So it's
I know.
Just further...
Well, but I don't know what she said. She said the Patriots are out. We knew that.
Patriots are out and
yes.
That Ayuk's... preferred landing spot is the Steelers, and that what I read in that is that New England also believes that his premier destination is the Steelers.
I think that's known at this point. I mean, there's a real live drama unfolding involving one of the highest profile, really, receivers, players in the NFL. He's going to be a $30 million a year guy. He's a star receiver. But what about this dog? Back to the dog. Has he, you say this guy, I'm looking at the people who follow him.
Well,
Brad Spielberger follows
okay,
this guy.
Okay, here's Pony again.
Oh, no.
As of 30 seconds ago.
Yes.
Sources, the Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. All the terms of the deal and contract details are being hammered out now. The wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh.
What?
Andrew Filippone
go down
breaking
the
news. What, do you want to bring him in right now?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go get him.
If he's breaking that kind of news, then he needs to
All right,
come
I'll
on.
Go get him.
Either him or IT, because I'm afraid, what if the thing, something starts on fire or something? All I have is, no offense, but all I have is IT.
If that would be the biggest surprising thing of the day, not Brandon Ayuk, if that happened.
All right, then go get Pony. Would people be in favor of this? And I know everybody wants to rip Pony and get on him for everything that he does. And I'd like to kick him in the groin as well. Don't get me wrong, but I think he's on it here. I do. I'm putting my money with Pony. And he better come on with me. You can't break news like this at the station. I'll have to go to the boss and tell him. You can't just put that out there and then not come on the air right away. IT, do you agree with that? He says yes. I mean, this is a game changer, right? If it happens, if Ayuk comes here, this is an absolute game changer. You go from having one guy that people have to game plan around to having two, which is impossible. You can't plan to shut down two guys. There is no plan like that. It's one. And in the arms race that is the AFC, this gives the Steelers another arm here. Another, if it's an arms race, you got to be in it. You got to be in it to win it. Here's Pony. Pony, thank you for joining me.
Tell
me
about.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the floor here and tell me what's happening. Tell me about your tweet here.
All right, so here we go.
It's a done deal.
Yeah, the trade is in place. I think it's just a matter of getting the very, very, very final details of everything worked out. So there, it's a verbal agreement. He's coming here. It's a done deal.
Will we know by the end of the day for sure?
I think so. And I tweeted this earlier. I mean, did you hear what Tomlin said this morning on both his radio appearance on the flagship station and what he said at the press conference and the way he looked at the press conference?
Just laughed and said, I'll let you guys speculate.
Right.
Right?
Yes. So I don't know exactly what's going back here in this trade. I'm still trying to get that part of it
If you had to guess,
worked out.
Would an actual player be involved?
I think so. I'm working on that right now, but
if I said James Daniels?
I would not be surprised by that.
And Tomlin also said earlier today, when asked about if he was doing any notable phone calls today, it's a little early on the West Side right now, so probably not.
I've had now two people send this to me in the last 15 minutes. I don't think it's a first-round pick.
Wow.
That's not like me saying with 100% certainty, but just reading the... One was reading tea leaves from what the person said, and then the other person said straight up to me, I don't think it's a first-round pick.
Well, isn't that what the guy out of San Francisco said? What is his name? Mayocco? Said it probably wouldn't be a first-round pick.
Well, Matt Mayocco also said the Steelers were out. And I think he got used by the 49ers. I'm not saying that he had...
But has he since said they're back in?
I don't know if he said that since. But I think that the reason why that story got out was because when this trade comes out and it's not as good as what New England allegedly offered or what Cleveland offered, 49ers fans are going to blame Ayuk for that and not John Lynch and the organization for getting, you know, pennies on the dollar or nickels on the dollar, however you want to put it.
Will the contract, in your opinion, or to your knowledge, be more than $30 million?
Less.
Oh, under.
Okay. I heard that he was willing to take less from the Steelers because he wanted to play here. So, I mean, everything I'm hearing is that it's done. That's why I just tweeted that out. I would not say that if I wasn't that confident in it. I have to give Tomlin credit. This is a hell of an offseason for him. Think about this. Three guys, Fields, Queen, and now Ayuk, all probably left. Well, Fields didn't leave money on the table, but he made the Bears push him in this direction because he wanted to play for Tomlin so bad. Queen definitely left money on the table, and we know now that Ayuk did. Because New England's offer, I think, is going to end up being better than not just what they were going to give up in a trade, but the money, too.
So the credit for Tomlin, in your opinion, would be because these guys want to play for him.
Yes.
Who's the prime mover in actually making the deal and pushing for it? Where would the credit go there? Would it start with Rooney or Khan?
Khan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Con.
And I guess Rooney for clearing this one,
sure,
with Ayuk, saying absolutely go for it.
Well, I think I've said this about Omar on my show and on social media. I just think that he, based on where he was in the front office before he became general manager, was into the agent game and forged relationships with these guys that allows for him, when it comes to this part of the job, free agency and trades, I think he can manipulate that better than his predecessor. No offense to Kevin. Kevin was a scouting background guy. I think he is in with the agent community. And honestly, I think that's why he left himself what looked like he was so naked at wide receiver, because I think he trusted all along that this situation in San Francisco was going to come to a head. They were going to blink on it, because I think he knew from the agent that Ayuk had more power and more control over the situation than a lot of people in the San Francisco media and national media thought.
For me, this turns them from a 9 or 10 win team, honestly, to an 11 or 12 win team. It's a 2-win trade for me, potentially.
Yeah. Well, because think about what it does if you're a defense. You have now, by yards per catch, the two most explosive receivers in the NFL last year. Pickens led the league in yards per catch, and Ayuk was second. So if you're safeties, what do? You can't come down and play the run now because you're worried about these guys getting behind you and scoring touchdowns on big plays.
Now we have to see it happen.
What?
It actually be consummated.
Oh, yes.
An announcement.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
They need to score the touchdown here.
Yeah, I reported that they were at the goal line and everyone mocked me for it and started sending me tweets of Jesse James and Russell Wilson and Malcolm Butler.
My line was they got to the goal line and then Matt Canada called the next play.
I heard
play.
That. Donnie told me about
I
that.
Like
I think that was funny. Look, I said this on my show at the beginning yesterday when Schefter initially reported that they were out. It is, when you're not a newsbreaker and you're not an insider by trade, it is very scary when you feel like you have information and those people don't. Especially when you really trust the people that are giving you that information.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at on this one right now. I mean, the people I'm getting this information from have been right when people who have great credentials have been wrong about this throughout. So unless I'm getting duped here last second, which would be pretty crappy, I feel very confident in what I'm putting on Twitter and what I'm saying to you right now.
Great work is what I would say to you all the way through. Even,
and if it doesn't work, I'm going to feel like, what was it, Richie with Sean Miller when they... Remember Sean?
No, you'll feel like me with Barry Rorson when he was going to St. John's. And I can't remember which way it went. Either I reported that he wasn't going and he did, or vice versa.
Yeah.
He forgot to call me. He forgot to call me. So I had one story. Dulac had the other. Dulac had it right, and I had to face him at the draft the next day. And then I called up. I'm like, Barry, what did you do to me? And then there was silence. He's like, oh, man, I forgot to call you back. So
what's the all-time example with Ken Laird and Russ Grimm and Ken Wisenhunt, right? I mean, that's the all-time. Was it Ken?
Pursuta.
Was it Mike? Why did I think Ken was involved in that?
And that was like, Ed Bouchette even said afterward, he told Mike Pursuta, if I had had the information that you had,
I would have gone with it.
I would have gone with it.
Man.
So that's why always, until I see something done, a trade or anything else, there's always that part of me. But this was great work.
No doubt.
The way through.
The other thing is, like, when I was following this the whole way through, people would say, well, Schefter doesn't have it. You know, I got that a lot. Well, where's Schefter on this? And then Schefter came out and said the opposite of what I said. But then Schefter had to sing a different tune like 2 hours later. And the video of him saying that the Steelers were not a landing spot mysteriously disappeared. So.
Well, good work, man.
Let me ask you one question.
Yeah.
What would be, and I'm going to preface this by saying, I don't think this is the case, but what would be something in this deal in terms of how much money they gave him or what was coming or what was going out that would cause you to second guess it?
Almost nothing. Almost nothing. I even would have traded Highsmith.
Yeah. So
because that's the kind of league it is.
So
you need these guys.
I hope I'm not proven wrong about this, but
yeah.
I heard that Highsmith was never even a conversation piece. Because now you could say, like, what is San Francisco thinking? But they have a different defense than the Steelers do. 3-4-4-3. And plus, Chris brought this up, and I heard he was right. When they restructured that deal with Highsmith to clear the way for a trade like this, they basically turned his contract into a signing bonus. So they've basically already paid him for this year.
Yeah.
So are you going to... I know sometimes you have to give up something good to get something good, but... are you going to pay a guy a lot of money and he ends up playing for San Francisco? Plus, tell me if you agree with this. I think if Tomlin had to go into that locker room and say, we traded for Brandon Ayuk, that's the good news, but the bad news is we had to trade Alex Highsmith.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be a universally loved deal.
Maybe not.
Because of some of the guys on the defense and their... Tomlin's feelings for Highsmith, too.
But Ayuk is a stud.
Oh, no doubt.
They all know that.
No doubt.
All know that. These are the guys that were lobbying for Russell Wilson.
Right, right.
So that guy walks into your locker room, you're different. But I'm glad, if Highsmith isn't part of the deal, I'm glad about
it. So Pickens, it would not bother you?
That would, because it wouldn't make sense.
I don't think he's in there.
That would be the only thing, and then I'd be a little bit.
And the thing I heard yesterday was that the 49ers asked about Freiermuth.
I'd do that in a second. Wouldn't you?
Yes. But you'd have now tight end would be a
void. I'll get a guy who gets cut in training camp the 35 catches and be a better blocker.
Right, and I think honestly that's why San Francisco was probably intrigued by him, because they already have Kittle there, who's a great blocking. He's a great everything tight end.
Yeah.
And Kyle Shanahan could just move him around like a chess piece
right.
in their offense and maybe try it for 1 year. And if he really likes him, they re-sign him and they've got the two tight end game going there
I wouldn't
in
even
San
have
Francisco.
To think about Fryer.
But Donnie brought up a good point on that. Like, His agent was at training camp. I had heard that when he showed up at camp, he was going to get an extension before he even practiced in pads, and that never happened. So is it just their priorities changed because they wanted to get the Aiyuk trade done first, and then Freiermuth got put in the back burner? Or were they actually at least pondering the idea of putting him in the trade before signing him?
That's a worthy discussion. So I can phrase this moving forward as all...
They have a verbal agreement in place for Brandon Aiyuk, and he'll be here. It's just a matter of...
All but done.
Yep.
All but done?
I would say 99.999999%.
There you go, City Limits.
And if this, and if it doesn't end up happening, then I'll be everyone's least favorite personality on Twitter again, which just happened to me.
Even if it does happen, that's the case. But thank you, Andrew.
Thank you,
great,
Joe.
Great work, honestly. City Limits, would you like to say goodbye to Andrew? And
Pony, great job. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, this was,
how about City
this
Limits
great.
Had a breaking story and got no credit for it?
Two of them lately.
Two of them, yeah. No credit.
What was the other one?
The Charles McAdoo return for... Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Bob McAdoo's
nephew. And Bubba Chandler being promoted to Triple A Indianapolis.
Right.
I had an 18 minute
well,
before
right. and I gave,
one of the beat writers
and I,
put it out,
and I came
they gave
out,
me no credit.
And I came out in his defense for the Chandler thing.
Yeah.
Because he did have that before everybody else, and then I saw like Alex Stumpf was given credit for it or something
he
like
was.
That.
Adam Stumpf, Alex Stumpf probably saw it and looked and saw it. Talk to his own sources and then put it out there.
What
and
do
I got
we do
no
with
credit.
Zangrilli now? He got attacked by Zeisson here last week, and we have to cancel this week?
No. Dan can come back on. I'm not trying to trap on the beat writers either. They all do a really good job.
Now.
Did you hear Dan's post-game after Sunday's?
Legendary.
Oh, my God.
One of the best
incredible.
I've ever heard. I texted him and said the best post-game I've ever heard.
The whole thing.
It was
everything
so
about
everything.
It.
Everything.
His presentation of what happened. The callers were great.
It was unreal.
The way that he intertwined the Shelton audio
yeah.
into it.
Yes. It was a masterclass in postgame.
Put that thing on up for a Marconi.
Yes.
I mean, that was beautiful.
Or
we
for,
have clips of that, too.
Or for a Zangrilli. Go ahead. They should rename the thing the Zangrilli Award. Go. What do you got?
Don left, and there was an acquisition made for a guy that, yes, had thrown three of the last 4 days, and there was also a $10.5 million man in the bullpen that should have thrown that pitch, and it should not have been Colin Holderman. The Pirates lost a game because Derek Shelton mismanaged a 6-5 loss.
And then he went through 9 minutes of it, and then there's a pause, and then he says, and another skeen start went down the toilet.
How about Chuck in Uniontown?
Did I didn't hear him. I didn't hear him.
Austin, go to my folder and get the Chuck in Uniontown clip from that post-game show.
Was he beside himself, too? Ripping Shelton?
Oh, my God.
Managerial mistake number 5,884 this year. And it cost us, you know, it cost us the biggest game of the season.
5,884
wow.
by Shelton.
That was an epic show. But we got news here.
All right, boys.
I don't know what we're going to do with Zangrilli. Thank you, Andrew, for coming down. Brandon Aiyuk, all but done. Framework of a deal in place, ready to go here.
I hope Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport and all the big guns give Pony his credit when it happens.
And all the King's horses and all the King's
men.
What does the dog on Twitter say? Is he?
Ricky the dog.
Ricky the dog.
Ricky has been saying that it is that it's been done.
The wide receiver is
see
coming
what Ricky says.
To Pittsburgh.
Ricky has not tweeted right. much of anything today. But
well,
he did say that the Niners will not be getting a first-round pick back in the trade, he did say today.
Ricky the dog?
Ricky the dog. I don't think we could ever replicate a drop as good as this.
No. He's only 26 years old. He plays every game. Brandon Aiyuk. As Pony mentioned, he was second or first, I can't remember now, in yards per catch. He's a touchdown maker. You saw him kill the Steelers. He's a big play guy. Last couple years, he's got plays of 76, 60, 54, 61 first downs last year. He's only lost three fumbles in his career. All of this last couple years, he has 153 catches for 2,400 yards and 15 touchdowns. Oh, my God. All but done, says Pony. He's coming to Pittsburgh, says Pony.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.